In a Fairfax, Virginia courtroom, teenage sniper suspect Lee Malvo is facing an important legal battle. At issue is whether Malvo's confession to police, made without a lawyer present, may be heard by the jury when Malvo is tried later this year in the Washington area sniper killings. Prosecutors have portrayed Malvo as a cold-blooded killer who laughed and bragged about his crimes. Defense lawyers say prosecutors should have made sure the teenager had a lawyer before they talked with him. NPR's Brian Naylor was at the pretrial hearing today, and he joins us now. Brian, what led up to this confession from Lee Malvo?
As you may remember, Melissa, Mr. Malvo and his co-defendant, John Allen Muhammad, were arrested at a rest stop in Maryland in late October last year. They were held in Baltimore in a lockup there while federal officials pondered what their next move was and what exactly they wanted to charge him with. It was determined by federal officials all the way up to Attorney General Ashcroft to try Mr. Malvo and Mr. Muhammad in Virginia, where juries are more willing to give the death penalty than they have been in Maryland. So the federal charges in Maryland were dropped. Malvo was transported to Virginia. And in that window of opportunity between the time the federal charges were dropped and the Virginia charges were brought, they questioned Malvo for some 6 hours. His attorneys that had been appointed in Baltimore were unaware of his whereabouts, and attorneys in Virginia had not yet been appointed to the case. Prosecutors took advantage of that window to question him.
And what did the prosecutors say that Lee Malvo told them during that interrogation?
Well, they say that he told them about three specific shootings that he was involved with, and more than the specific details of the shootings, they say what's really important is Malvo's state of mind, his attitude, that he was laughing, that he was jocular, that he was asked about one of the shootings and he pointed his finger to his head and laughed, indicating that's where the victim in the case that Malvo's been charged with in Virginia was shot. He was not, and this was the prosecutor's words, he was not the intimidated, scared, and frail person that the defense attorneys say he was. And what's more, he was aware of his rights. He had been informed by the Fairfax County detective who questioned him. Four separate occasions during that interrogation, he was given the opportunity to get a lawyer. He turned them down each time. At one point, he said, "If I don't want to answer, I won't. I won't tell you if I don't feel like it." Basically, but that he continued to give them information.
Lee Malvo, at the time of the interrogation, was 17 years old. He's 18 now. What did his defense attorneys say at the hearing today?
Well, his defense attorneys say they tried to stop the interrogation, that an attorney who was appointed to be Malvo's guardian ad litem, his adult representative, found out the interrogation was going on. He ran across the street from his law office to the police headquarters building, didn't know which entrance to go in, ran around the building, finally got inside, was stopped by a deputy sheriff who said that they were not in charge of the interrogation, but they would pass on the attorney's request. Obviously, the attorney was not able to stop the interrogation. They say that this confession needs to be suppressed, that it's a violation of Mr. Malvo's constitutional rights. It's up to a judge now to determine, based on the evidence that she heard today, and the hearing will continue tomorrow, whether or not to suppress this confession. We expect a ruling later in the week.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Brian Naylor in Fairfax, Virginia.